and welcome to Holden Village. Today's date is February 7th, 2003. Today's session is Women's Retreat Session Number 1. I Believe in the Holy Spirit, Getting Acquainted. Introduction to the Theme. Presented by Peg Schultz Ackerson. Number SCP-2003-01. Let's listen in.
To introduce you to our weekend leader, the Reverend Doctor. Hard work for she has just finished her doctorate of ministry, writing on reading the word with the heart as a practice of faith. Additionally, Peg is a pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church, also called
Iglesia Lutherana Mesías.
Thank you. It's a Spanish, also a Spanish congregation. And that is in Pasadena. She lives in Santa Monica, in Pasadena. She enjoys flowers and gardening. And she is married to Reg, who works at Cal Lutheran and has two college-age sons, Micah and Marty. And Peg is also a spiritual director and has known this community in that capacity as well.
Thank you. It's my great pleasure and honor to be with you and to be invited to share this time with you. And I know just a few of you, and I've been getting to know some of you over the time. It was a surprise and joy to see Susan Curlin Hackett. She and I went to seminary together, and that was a special gift and some that I've seen up here at Holden before. I've been at Holden. My first time at Holden was back in 1976, and my husband and I came here for our second wedding anniversary, but we stayed for 7 weeks while we were here and volunteered our time, but we took the day of our anniversary. We were out hiking, and I think we were up at Image Lake about our anniversary day, and what I remember most about it was the mosquitoes. And we had covered ourselves with flannel shirts and all, although it was the middle of July. I mean, you had to have something on because the mosquitoes were quite numerous, and what we spent the time doing is I counted how many mosquitoes were on his back on the shirt. No, so we didn't get bit, but we just, and I think there were at least 60 of them on his back. So, but it was a hot July day up there with mosquitoes, but wonderful to go hiking out of here, and I hope you can have some time to get out and do some snowshoeing and that kind of thing while you're here. And we're going to talk about that and what we're going to do in a little bit. I'm grateful for Rolf being with us right now, and we're going to begin with a song, so I will hand these around so that you can. This is a song that's in the new Spanish hymnal that's been published by the Lutheran Church, and at this point, the hymnal doesn't have an accompaniment book. It has just the chords that are all in do, re, mi, rather than the usual chord that some of us are more used to, but they're making now an accompaniment version to go along with it. But this is an interesting song that I was introduced to. You'll notice along the side there that the music is a Swedish tune. And so it's in the Latino hymnal, I'll let you say. Some of you already know that. I'm hearing some of you already know it.
We're going to have to share because there aren't enough.
Yeah, there's 30 copies, so you need to share them with each other. Now, the first three verses are what are in the hymnal. And I wanted to have a a song that we could also use as a theme song throughout. So I've written three more verses that relate to the theme that we'll be gathering under as we share this time together. Now, so we have to work on making sure the words get in there, but I think it pretty much does it. So, and then you go back to the refrain between each verse. It's a prayer that where the refrain, come now and fill our spirits, pour out your gifts abundant. Oh, living breath of God, Holy Spirit, breathe in us as we pray. And that's what we're doing together. So we've had wonderful worship tonight, and we'll begin our session this evening as well in prayer as we sing this song together. What are we hoping for? What are we counting on? What are we depending on when we say that? And I want to talk a little bit about what I'm going to hope for us to unfold and work together in these sessions that we have together and to work on. I am grateful. Thank you, Rolf, for being with us. And he's willing to be with us, and we're going to sing a little bit as we go through. I have a couple of songs to introduce us to, and so we're glad to that. And you sound great when you sing, so thanks, Rolf, tonight. So as we begin this, I want to invite you to trust the process of the weekend, to trust your own intentions in terms of being here and what you're hoping for, to trust your sisters who are sharing this with you, to trust this environment and the graciousness of this space that Holden is. And I know many of you, how many of you, this is your first time of this group here? A number of you, this is your first time to be here. Those of us that have been here for years know it is a gracious space, and trust you will find that too, a welcoming space and a kind of energy to it that welcomes us to be open to what God wants to do in our lives. And the spaciousness around it, I think, helps us to put our fears down so that we can begin to do that. And the hymns for the Vespers tonight, weren't they lovely? In terms of preparing us for this time together. So before I unfold a little bit of where we're going to be going, I'd like to hear just from you some popcorn phrases of what it is you've come for in this time. What inspired you to come or urged you to do so? Or what are you hoping for in coming up into the mountains here at Holden? Some phrases or words that come for you. Pardon me?
Renewal.
Renewal.
Inspiration.
Peace.
Less direction.
A quest for spirituality.
Time out.
Time out. Rest. Rest.
Safety.
Safety.
Mm. Mm. Will of God.
The will of God.
Fellowship.
Fellowship. Maybe some play? Anyone want to play? Good. Well, these guys are ready for play. So, good. Thank you. And I know that some have come up to get away from some other things and to be in a different environment and to enjoy some, and to enjoy this beautiful setting. I've not been here in the winter before, so I'm just really taken by the beauty of the setting. So, with the thought of how do we recognize the Spirit's work, these three words have emerged for me, brooding, abiding, and bold, as ways that the Holy Spirit works and is present and coming and among us. And so one thing I want to start with is clarifying the use of the word brooding that I'm wanting to use in this. The Holy Spirit broods. And I want us to begin by acting out something. So I want you to all pick up your imaginary rake. My dear friend Carol here, some of my congregational members are here. Carol and Nada are from my congregation. It's a special joy to have them with us. And she wanted me to tell her this early, and I said, we have to wait till, but she wanted to hear it in the car. I said, no, you got to wait till you can do it. So up on your feet. Yeah. And get your imaginary rake in your hands. Okay, got it? Mm-hmm. Ready? Now, you're going to rake the muck this way. Get that muck going. Rake the muck that way. Work at that really good, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Good, okay. Now, break the muck this way. Good, very good. Okay, now, you know what? It's still muck. Okay, thank you. One of the ways that the word brooding is used is, you know, that you can brood over something in a kind of negative way that, you know, it's, and I think Richard Rohr in his book, Everything Belongs, uses this image. That's where that phrase is from. Break the muck this way, break the muck that way, but in the end, it's still muck. And the image of brooding as, you know, worrying, anxious. Have you ever heard the word brooding used in that way?
Oh, sure.
It's one of the uses of the word brooding. That the cup is half empty, and if you've got a heavy over this, and it's more out of anxiety and a downward spiral kind of brooding. Has anyone ever done that? Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not alone in doing that. And I have enjoyed using this word with another possibility of it, and it's a rich word for me. And it emerged for me out of a line from Hopkins' poem and that I put in the song that we just sang. And it's that interpretation of the word brooding that I'm inviting us into savoring and unfolding and unpacking. The understanding of the word brooding. And it's a little bit of what's in the first chapter of Genesis as the Spirit hovers over the waters. And one of the things that we're going to be working on tomorrow is looking at Hopkins' poem. Gerard Manley Hopkins wrote a poem, God's Grandeur, and it has the line in it that the Holy Ghost over the bent world broods with warm breast and with awe, bright wing. And we're going to get to love that poem, I hope, as we share this time together. And I have a copy of it for each of you, and we'll reflect on that. And so I invite you into that definition, that it's rather than the clinging, lifeless, empty, self-absorbed kind of brooding that I'm good at, and I hear some of you are, we're going to imagine the other kind of brooding that is the Spirit's brooding, which is life-giving, brooding over for the sake of life. Because the cup is half full or more than half full, and that there's great potential for life and hope and healing. It's a hopeful image. Because it's brooding over that which isn't completed yet, that there's more for more potential, more possibility, and the brooding is the positive thing that we need support in as we do this together. So we'll be unwrapping that a bit together. In this image of brooding, to me, is a more biblical understanding of the image of brooding than the other downward spiral, half-empty, anxious kind of raking them up brooding. The biblical literature is a hopeful literature. The Hebrew scripture and the Christian scripture both, all together, is a deeply hope-filled literature. With the Hebrew scriptures, Jeremiah and Isaiah and the Psalms, much of hope all through them, and the stories and the narratives, and that's what we'll be pointing to. So it's a literature of hope, and without hope, we can be tempted into deeper and deeper despair, deeper and deeper sense of the muck kind of brooding that we do. And the scriptures really, if we reflect on them, invite us into the brooding that's a positive, upbuilding kind of brooding together. And the effort of doing that is to open our eyes to see the alternatives to despair. And I think at this moment in our nation, when we're reflecting on kinds of issues that Holden is wonderfully working to make a statement about, that we want peace, that alternatives to despair are what we need. And God has that alternative in the whole image of hope as one who broods over this bent world. So we'll be looking at that a little bit. And some of the questions that emerge relating to hope that I want us to reflect on as we're together is relate and come out of a book that I'll be reflecting on one chapter in a little book. It's only 100 pages, And we're only going to be reflecting on one chapter out of that 100 pages, but it's a book by Walter Brueggemann, who's an Old Testament scholar, who has nurtured me a lot. My congregation hears about Brueggemann a little too much, huh, Carol, maybe, but, you know, he's a great theologian for me. And so we're going to hear a little bit more from him in his book, Hope Within History. And I want to unfold a little bit of my reflections on that, and as some of them are offered also through Brueggemann. But some of the questions that happen is, what's the function of hope? Or we might say, what's the function of brooding in the kind of positive way that the Spirit does it, as Hopkins points to? Why is that brooding done? And what happens when we trust it, when we trust that that brooding is indeed happening? Are some of the questions. Some other questions that emerge, and Brueggemann particularly focuses on this question, who are the enemies of hope? And he focuses some concrete answers that have been helpful to me. What are the enemies of hope? Even in terms of looking at my own life, what do I do that participates in that which, you know, stifles the brooding or is afraid that the brooding might not happen? And so what are some of the enemies of hope? And we'll be looking at a little bit of that. What stifles the powerful activity of hope, of that brooding, and that seeing things as half full, or half empty, rather than at least half full, if not more? My conviction is that it's at least half full, if not more. And Hopkins' poem is God's grandeur. And so as we unfold that, I'm hoping that we can lift up some of that. And I believe that the conviction of the scripture that we all hold dear is filled with hope, and that we have a message to offer the world in terms of that as we move through brooding, abiding to bold. And hopefully we'll be really bold by the close of our time together. And I know you're already bold women. You've come up here in the middle of winter, and we made it up the long road up with the tires getting through the snow, and so we're here. So those are that's just a little brief introduction of what I wanted us to do. But now you're going to need to do some work together and play together. So we're going to do a little get acquainted kind of thing. And so what I want to do is I'm going to put something. So unless there's some other questions that you have. Oh, I had one other question. Who was it tonight? Was reading the schedule. Now, I had originally planned to do reflections on your own spirituality type, because a lot of people haven't done that. And I did this here at Holden back in summer of 2001. And the reason I kept doing it is that it helps us understand each other even more so necessarily than ourselves. But what I wanted to check out, I do know that Neda has done this before and Diane has done this. But if most of you have done this, I have another whole thing that we can do. So I don't have to do that. But how many would like to do the discovering your spirituality? It's not a personality thing. It's a spirituality thing.
Yes, that is
true. So it's all right for you all to do that. Okay, we'll spend our second hour tomorrow doing that. And it relates, and I'll relate it at the beginning. We're going to be using, with this image of brooding, we're going to be using the image of the nest and as a safe place. And someone said safe place. That was you, huh, Stacy? You know, and that we're invited into that. And we have this wonderful shape here in the middle of us that's got a shape of a nest to it as well. And the image of the brooding brings birds to mind. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be doing a little bit about that. But even with our spirituality types, that for us to be in these nests in which we're hovered over by the Spirit, we are all unique and have different tendencies. And so discovering some of that can be helpful in terms of cooperating with the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. and trusting that God is working in other people's lives, even when it doesn't work for them the way it works for me. And so some of that. So are there any questions before we get into this little get acquainted thing that we're going to do together? Are you up for this? Does it sound like an okay way to do the weekend? Pardon me?
Are we going to get to play with that?
You are. Not yet.
Oh.
Because what you're going to do is, so tomorrow at the second session we'll be doing the spirituality test.
Thank you.
And, all right, now I'm going to put some little things on your back, and you won't know what it is. And what you're going to do, and some of you might have done something like this somewhere before, but you to find out what is on your back, you can only ask yes or no questions. And you can only ask one question to one person. To get your second question asked, you got to move to another person. So it can be a question, is it blue? Is it large?
Are they all
is
objects?
They all are birds.
Oh.
You're all going to be a bunch of birds. And so you have to see if you can figure out what kind of bird you are. Now, when you've all discovered what bird you are, I'm going to kind of sense when that is. And when you've all arrived at what bird you are, then we're going to do something else related to that.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? So I'm going to, I don't want you to, I'm going to go around and, now I hope these won't fall off the picture, and I don't want you to be assuming that you are
Yeah. Oh, they're probably from
Yeah.
No, I know.
guess it's called these people. I'm going to tell you the next instructions here, and that is you need to find your other species, ones that are like you, by either making the sound they make, or flap the way they flap, or talking the way they talk, but somehow find each other without talking.
Bye. Bye, Oregon. All right.
screw it. We have six.
All right, one of you over here, but not Native. From each of you groups. So figure out as your group, what's your chirp or move or snap?
Cardinals are songbirds. One, two, three.
Red, red, red are we, gently in the nest. Merrily, 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 cardinals are the best.
Oh. Okay. still in rehearsal.
We decided we're better songbirds than the cardinals.
Take me out to the ball. Take me out to the crowd.
All right, great.
To know your group even better, what you're going to do is build a nest together.
Oh.
And then over the time, and you don't have to finish this part tonight if you don't want to, because I know it's been a long day for everybody, but guess who gets this one?
Canary.
Okay, so what you need to do is you're going to divide this into as many pieces as you are in your group. You each get to mold your own little canary that's going to go in the nest that you're going to make together. Now, if you want to take your little thing with you and make your little canary, you can. Now, it doesn't have to look, you know, it can look like however you would make it. It doesn't have to look like a canary. God will know it's a canary, but to help them, to help them, to help them, to so when we come in tomorrow for our session, I want you to put your nest. We're nested on the love of God, where the foundation is love underneath us and all over us. So we're going to put your nest on there, and then you can put your birds in your nest or around it, or whatever you want to do. You can decorate it with some a mat.
Guess what she did before she was a pastor? Can anybody guess?
Well, I have a master's degree in early childhood. We have little eyes here. Found these eyes. So anyway, they can help your canary look like a canary. If it needs a little help, just put a beak on it, and it'll look fine. So anyway, we need to work on.
We have to revive the canaries. We have to revive the dead canaries.
There.
Yeah. There you go.
No, it's the or the. Yes, that's right. And the morning doves. We've got to do something for these morning doves. All right, so this is the canary. Who's there? Oh, way back there.
That's my one baby.
I'm sorry. We've never made
it. I'm worried about Oreo. So
this one goes to
Oreo.
Well, made up flamingo.
Oreo.
This one goes to
Flamingo.
This is the cardinal.
Yes.
Right here.
The best.
The cardinal. Oh, my God. This is the flamingo. The
dove is white. All right.
They should be gray or brown or white. But we need the white for the
dough.
Or pure.
Oh, great. We can be brown.
Do you want to be brown or gray?
We're already gray. Pelicans.
But somebody cut up your, there's knives here, cut up your, cut it into as many pieces as we want. And make your little,
Okay, I'm going to use the
Oh, yeah.
So you have even more people together. You're making one death.
Yeah.
All of those, everybody gets to make their own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How
many people can bigger than we have that brown.
Tell us about it.
Oh my gosh, Dan, where are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm going to go to the next one.
watch you all play. I'd like to close with a psalm.
that Psalm 84 and use this as our closing prayer together, and ask God's blessing on you, and as we trust God with this time. And I've been praying for you. Heidi sent me the list of names of who is coming, and so, and there's a couple who aren't here, but we've been praying for them anyway, and anticipating this time. And God knows you're here and is hovering over this whole village, and is delighted by your presence here. And so I want to share this psalm, and as we have these nests together to be a safe place for each other, as you share the nest of a group, and we'll be meeting with your group again a few times over our time together, and that we can support each other in our own growth. Psalm 84, the poet writes, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give heed, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield who bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. O Lord of hosts, join me. Happy is everyone who trusts in you." Let's say the last verse together. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Let us pray. Our God, we give thanks for the safe arrival into this wonderful village, this dwelling place. And we ask that your Holy Spirit would touch each of us through this weekend together. Thank you for the promise of your Spirit, the promise that you do hover over us, that you brood over us for life. You know there is so much life. We ask for the gift of trust as we share this time together. Bless us as we go, and refresh us through the healing of rest and sleep, that we might rise to greet you in the morning. In Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good rest. Breakfast is at 7:30 through 8:30. And then we meet in here at 9.
Thank you.
I'm not. And then they